This is Apollo Control at 108 hours, 44 minutes, ground elapsed time. Less than 2 minutes away from acquisition as America and Challenger spacecraft of Apollo 17 come around from behind the moon on lunar orbit number 11. At that time, the voice downlinks from both spacecraft will be separated. For those newsmen in Houston who wish to listen to the voice from Ron Evans in the command service module, this will be available in room 161 in the news center office wing. At the time the spacecraft reappears from behind the moon, the crew should have completed most of the lunar module checkout procedures and be prepared for deploying the landing gear. And a series of communications checks with the ground. Just before loss of signal on the 11th revolution, the crew will be given a go, no-go for undocking and separation. Which will take place during the time the spacecraft is behind the moon, near the end of revolution number 11. In other words, when they reappear again, they will be flying separately on the 12th revolution. Should have acquisition any moment now. We've counted down to zero on the acquisition of signal clocks here in the control center. It takes a few seconds for the ground to lock up solidly with the downlink signal from the spacecraft. Network reports acquisition of signal. Let's bring up the line and listen for the first call.
Challenger, this is Houston. How do you read?
Okay. Hello, Gordy. This is Challenger. We're reading you loud and clear.
Okay, you're readable. Lots of background noise at the moment.
Okay, we'll update you in just a minute. Changing that clock. Lock, the panel is up. They're locked here. The red thing is in.
Okay.
And I'm boosting you up. Okay, I got it over here. Okay. Okay, comm check. Let me get my name memory down by proton. Gordy, Jack will update you in just a second. And I've got some words for you, but I'd like to give you an e-memory dump as soon as you get the steerable.
I think I got the steerable, okay.
Okay, Gordy, out of your EDLMB, this is your S-band TR and secondary power amp check.
Okay, LMB, you're clear. Lots of background noise, though.
Okay, I'm going to bring up the steerable.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, you're loud and clear, Jack.
Yeah, they're in the data file. Hey, Ron, we need to check out that VHF. Got to get that done before you close up, Ron. Houston, we'll be right with you. We're going to check out our VHF. Let me finish this part of it, and then we'll get that. Okay. You want to read that to me, Gene?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm right here in the middle of stage.
Okay, S-band. PM?
PM.
Secondary?
Loud and clear, Jack.
Okay, we're in step two, and we're giving you your second S-band check, and I'm going track mode auto.
Okay, you sound good.
I can hear the antenna rumbling up there, but I still have not peaked. Still reading 3.7.
Okay, you're loud and clear, Jack. Looks like a good lock to us.
Okay, we'll leave it. Okay. I'll leave it there and go on biomed right.
Roger.
Okay, Sprouse is off. How do you read?
Still loud and clear.
Roger.